Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning in to Smokey House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Dom. That note was a little flat. It was a little flat, but it's okay. Hi, hello, 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 hello. How are y'all? I know, it's been another month, but hi. we in June. Juneteenth is coming up. You already know I have that day off. I will not be working because, what? No. Y'all, I had court. I missed my court date. I think I have a warrant, an active warrant out for my arrest now. Life just be lifing. Life just be lifing, but it's okay. Anyways, there's a few things I'm gonna come on here and talk about today, but before I get into all of that, if you haven't already, please add and follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Instagram, I am on Snapchat, and I am on Twitter. Okay, so if you haven't already, and I feel I see my Twitter, my main Twitter, is losing some followers, and I'm like, whatever, cool. But the Smokey House followers are growing. Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all. I guess y'all ain't feeling what I've been tweeting lately, but I don't give a fuck. Okay, I don't care. But yeah, if you haven't already, go ahead and add my Twitter. Main Twitter account is remember_REDEE. So it is remember_ready. If you hear some ice jangling in the background, that's my Long Island iced tea, okay? All right. Ooh, I be turning into my mama. And I see it every day. And I'm like, damn, I am that woman's child. But I love her. But yeah, go ahead. What was I saying? Yeah, so main Twitter account, remember_REDEE. Podcast Twitter is HOUZSMOKEY. So Smokey House, just backwards. Instagram. Main Instagram. What is my main Instagram? Again, the Long Island Iced Tea is kicking in. Damn. Champion_D. Someone had told Well, let me finish. Champion_D is the main Instagram. Then my podcast Instagram is 713 Smokey House. Go ahead, follow those. I do follow back. I love following back. As long as you don't have a weird page or no posts or any of that, anything like that, I'm more than likely to follow you back. And then my Snapchat, D_high. So D_HIGH. Go ahead, add me, follow me. I do the same. But yeah, someone had told me that my Instagram sounds weird. My Instagram tagline or @ sounds weird. They was like, oh, that it makes it sound like you have amazing dick. And I was like, really? No. My name, Champion. I'm a champion. But I guess it does sound a little weird now that I like sit back and look at it, like Champion D. Okay, yeah. That. But I'm not changing it. Okay? I'm not. But I was like, oh shit, you kind of are right. You kind of are right. Anyways, y'all, like I said, I just have a few things to talk about on here. I know my last episode, I did do like a get off social media rant. I'm probably going to do another one of those today because as I get older, I see the programming. I see people losing their self-identity and just becoming posts and memes and lyrics. Like they're not themselves anymore. They just like are clone copies, and it's just so weird, and I hate it. And again, I'm a podcaster, I love podcasts, but I have never came on my platform and degraded or downplayed my people. Never got on here stealing quotes or anything like that. I've always been me, authentic. If I do like say so myself, I feel very authentic. But I feel like a lot of people nowadays are getting their personality from social media. They're getting their personality from Instagram, from Twitter, from Zeus, god damn it. And it's really sad and tragic. And I feel like a lot of a lot of it is not even real. Well, of course, most of it isn't real. And a lot of people's opinions, that's why I did mention the podcast aspect of it. A lot of people are just getting these podcasts just to spew their own problems and their own hatred within themselves. Like, these aren't general opinions that these people are putting out there. These are their own. And like, people are like, yeah, and it's like, no, like, sit and think. I don't know if I'm making sense, but sit, think about it yourself, come up with your own conclusion, come up with your own answer, come up with how you feel. Like, this whole men against women shit that I see on Twitter all the fucking time is so annoying, because me personally, at the end of the day, men need women, women need men. This is my personal opinion. Now, when I say that, I'm not meaning in a relationship aspect, but just as a friend, a colleague, a therapist. At the end of the day, you need another perspective, I feel. No matter what, you're always going to need another perspective. So this whole notion like, I don't need a man, or what is she going to bring to the table? Y'all! Bitter. Like, I get it. You had your heart broken. I get it. You got cheated on. It's life. We all have. Beyonce has gotten cheated on, baby. Like, stop spewing this narrative. Like, oh, she ain't gonna bring nothing to the table, so what I need her for? I can do it by myself. Girl, you know you tired. Because I'm tired. So stop it. Stop it. And I just really want people to get back to their selves, get back to their genuine, true selves. Like, stop getting your personality from Twitter and Zeus. I don't know if that made sense. I kind of derailed a little bit because I wasn't supposed to talk about all that just yet. But like I said, the Long Island iced tea is teeing. It's very good, very good. Ooh. Okay. Moving on. What do I want to talk about? John Morant. We going to talk about him. Oh, Lord. Zion. We going to talk about him. Christian. And Blueface. God damn, I'm tired of talking about them, but we going to talk about them as well. Tina Turner. We going to talk about her. I know I'm a little late, but hey, we going to talk about Tina. Jackie O as well, for the dearly departed that we have lost in the last, I think, 30 days. I think it was Tina and Miss Jackie. Well, Miss Tina and Miss Jackie, excuse me. In the Kim Porter case. I've been hearing a lot of birds chirping and news about how Miss Kim Porter, one of Diddy's baby mothers who tragically passed away, I think like a year or two ago. Her case is apparently being reopened. And I'm like, as it should be. But yeah, we're going to talk about that as well. And I think that was about it. I think I had some more notes, but I scratched it because I didn't feel like talking about it. I had some things about Kim and Kanye. I'm tired of them. Prom season. I guess I'm late now. Prom season is over. Graduation is here. I see all the babies done graduated. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the kindergartners. Shout out to the high school graduates. Shout out to the college graduates. Go ahead, y'all. Y'all is doing it big. Shout out to y'all. Shit, I wish I was graduating instead of collecting warrants. But it's okay. I'm going to get my life together sooner or later. Okay. John Morant. Alrighty, so the NBA finals are officially over. Shout out to the Denver Nuggets. Congratulations to them. I kind of wish Carmelo had gotten a ring as well, but it's okay. He retired. It's cool. Shout out to the Denver Nuggets. So, with the NBA finals coming to a close, the verdict for what the fate of Ja Morant has came out. He has been suspended for, I think, 32 games? 20-something games? What was it? What they suspended him for? I think it was like 20-something. It was like 20-something games. For, again, going live and... let me get into my news anchor voice. Brandishing a gun. Yeah, so his dumbass riding around with the homies. Again, I don't know. Me personally, I get right. When I see a camera come out, I get right. I tighten up a little bit. I'm not loose. And him and his homie was riding around. And the homie was on live. And of course, Ja pulled out the strap. Pulled out the strap. Okay. Now, how he's going about it, I don't like either. Because apparently he unfollowed that friend too. And this was his childhood friend. Like, boy, don't blame him. He didn't force you to wave that gun in the air. Okay, and I'm pretty sure he told you, because most of the time niggas do that. I'm about to go live real fast. We outside. I'm about to go live. I think he knew, but he was on live. So at the end of the day, be accountable. So apparently he unfollowed the friend after the whole incident, but again, he was riding around, got caught brandishing a gun. Yet again. And I think a lot of people are confusing people's outrage. Because me personally, I'm not outraged or angry or anything like that. I'm just frustrated. Like, bro, learn your lesson already. Learn your lesson and move smarter. You haven't done that yet. You have not. You just said, fuck it, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And granted, you can have as many pistols, AKs, bazooka, whatever you want. I don't know about bazookas, but you can have anything you want. This is America, okay? We love guns in America. I love guns. I have guns. I love them. Okay? What we are frustrated about is you blowing opportunity after opportunity. What we're frustrated about is you just not having I don't give a fuck attitude. And it's just like, bro, if you don't give a fuck, get the fuck out of the league. And me personally, I'm upset because they keep giving this little boy chance after chance after chance. And they was ready to hang Kyrie. They was ready to hang, burn him at the stake. All that over a book. So it's just, And it's just like, what are you trying to put out there? What do you want us to view you as? Because we know you as the athlete. So be a fucking athlete, bro. Who are you waving these? Who are you showing these pistols to? Who? Because I'm pretty sure your friends and your family, they know. They know. Like, yeah, Jock, he got a pistol. Because everybody in my family, well, most of the people in my family know. So who is you trying to impress? Who? What are you trying to be? Did you not... when you were a little kid, what they asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up? You said an NBA star, did you not? Now all of a sudden you got there, and now you being a whole what robber, thug? And again, this is probably not your intention, but it's just how it looks, bro. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? Like, who are you trying to impress out here? Be yourself. In my Bernie Mac voice. Just be yourself. And if you like guns so much, and you know that you're on a platform where kids are the main thing, and having a certain image is a part of continuing to make your money, nigga, just don't go live. Go to the shooting range. Like, why will you stay in the car riding around like you got ops or something? Like, I don't get it, but whatever. Then he took a social media break. That helped none. He still got suspended for 23 games. And I don't think he's a thug. We all know that he's not a thug. He grew up in a two-parent home, house, nice little community. You know, I don't really think he had a reason to jump off the porch ever, because he was an athlete. Nigga, like, your parents were paying for your tournaments and your camps and shit. I think you had a pretty good life. So what are you trying to push for the world? Like, who are you trying to be? And I get that he listened to a lot of NBA. I listen to a lot of young boys too. But I'm just confused. I'm just really, really, really confused. And my thing is, like, don't try to act like you something. and then backtrack once you get caught trying to be this something. Like, the whole unfollowing the friend, stating that you're gonna be having a social media break. You know you love social media because you love getting on live waving your fucking gun. So again, be who you are, genuinely. Genuinely, okay? And if you can't stop waving the gun on live, just leave the organization, because you're just gonna keep losing money. And that's not what we about right now. That is why people are so frustrated, because you are throwing away an opportunity that so many kids probably dream about. So many kids look up to him. You know how many times I see people do the little, what they call that, the little glitty whatever dance? I try to do it. I can't really do it. Like, dude, so what? Get it together. Get it together. Make too much money out here to just be fucking it up waving a gun. Like, just keep it. And damn it, real shooters, we move in silence, bro. All right, people could just tell automatically how you move. Okay, you got it on you, you a big stepper. Josh, to me, is not a big stepper. You just a little ass kid who just is a little corny now. You're just becoming a little corny, but it is what it is. Moving on. Done talking about him. Speaking of what you're trying to be or how you want people to perceive you, Sukihana and YK Osiris have been trending the last couple of days. An old clip has resurfaced, of YK Osiris attempting to kiss Suki and then actually kissing Suki while she is, you know, screaming, well, not screaming, but basically yelling out, "No, no, stop." Now, when I speak on this, I want y'all to understand two things can be right at the same time. Okay? YK Osiris was dead wrong. Dead wrong. First of all, sir, you grabbing my face. I don't even know where the fuck your hands been. Her response was actually really good, because the way I would have swatted and beat the fuck out of this little boy, what the fuck is you grabbing my face for? What is you doing? Back up off me. Why is you so fucking close? Then, nigga, you trying to kiss me, your mouth all open, big ass veneers touching my veneers. Back up. What are you doing? She handled it quite well. But at the end of the day, she has to remember her persona is the main thing people focus on. Now, again, I'm not justifying what he did, because he was dead ass wrong. But if you are familiar with Suki, with the good Sukihana, okay, with the good Kuchiana, okay, we have seen her in videos eating out other females. We have seen her deep throating her man. We have seen her playing with roses. And she has put this out there. So the narrative that you're giving out to the world is, I'm a hoe and I love being a hoe. Again, what YK Osiris did was fucked up. But, ma'am, if you're carrying yourself a certain way, you have to be ready for certain actions. And me personally, she should have swatted that motherfucker, popped him in his lip, and let other people know, don't fucking play with me. Yes, my persona is of, hey, I'm about it, I'm with anything, I wanna, what's the song she talk about? Eating his ass, I'm about that life and all this, that, third, but don't play with me. And I feel like she's really losing herself in this persona. Because I really don't think Sukihana is about that life, because I've actually seen her OnlyFans, and it's just, I'm not proud. Proud. It could have been way better. And I'm just like, girl, what is you doing? For a self-proclaimed hoe, you really don't have good tricks up your sleeve. It was lackluster. It was really like, ew, stop, ow, that looked like it hurt. What is you doing? She's a pretty girl. Pretty girl. But I think she really got wrapped up in the whole persona and going viral all the time and keeping up with this whole culture type thing, and she's lost the real her. So when situations like the YK Osiris thing actually happens and she's actually really, really uncomfortable, she can't be uncomfortable, because it's like, bitch, you a hoe. You supposed to like shit like that based off your page, based off this, that, the third. And that's what a lot of people were saying. Like, ma'am, you out here twerking on 10-year-olds in music videos. You out here pulling down dudes' shorts, pretending to eat them out. Like, but you're like, that's what the people were saying. This is not me. But you upset that this man tried to kiss you. First of all, I'm upset because, one, it's YK Osiris. Ew. And two, I'm more upset, like, why is you grabbing me? Stop grabbing me. Don't grab me. Hey, 5-1. My dog says, hey, y'all. He says, hey, he in the studio today. Well, he in the studio every day, but I don't know. And then she came out and she was like, oh, I don't know. I don't really want to speak up because something. What did she say? Hold on. Let me go find it. I feel like she basically didn't want to feel like Megan Thee Stallion. You know, like when Megan came out and said that Tory had shot her, everyone was like, eh, no. What did you do to make him shoot you? Well, what did you do? It was a victim blaming type thing. And I have seen a lot of people victim shaming Suki because of the persona that she has put out for years and years and years and years and years. That's why I'm telling you, people, you have to be careful what you put out on social media. You have to be careful about what you try to be in this world, because that's what people, at the end of the day, people do judge a book by its cover. I know a lot of times you're not supposed to, but most of the time people do. So if you are putting out over and over and over and over and over again, I'm a hoe, I'll suck dick behind a trash can, guess how dudes is gonna approach you? And again, I'm not condoning what YK Osiris did, because I would have slapped him. But I feel like she needs to do a character change to really receive the admiration, receive the respect that she really desires. Like, you can still, you know, promote your brand of being, you know, a hoochie without doing too much. And first of all, real hoochies, they don't talk so loud. Real hoochies aren't so loud with it, okay? Get in, get out. How many times have I told y'all this? Do what you gotta do. Collect your coin and let that nigga think about you every other day. Okay? Like, a lot. I promise you, a lot of these OnlyFans girls, they ain't real freaks like that. They not. And then everyone wants quick fame, notoriety, and money. Quick as possible. But they aren't sitting back and thinking of the consequences, the repercussions, and the image that they're putting out there while trying to get this quick, fast money. Again, I hope I'm making sense, y'all. Like I said, this Long Island iced tea is teeing. I'm a little warm. But I feel like they were both wrong. I feel like Suki is wrong for carrying herself how she has these last couple years. Especially when you have sons and children in general. Like, I get it. You want to provide for your family, but because if you really look at some of Suki's interview, you can tell she's a sweet, nice woman. She's not. I don't know. But I feel like she's not about that life for real. Because I've literally seen this woman suck dick. She can't. She can't. Then I seen another interview. She's talking about 5 inches is big enough for her. She is not a real hoochie. It's a persona. But at the end of the day, that's the image you put out there. That's how people are going to treat you. So, I don't know. But YK did apologize. And then she did, I guess, accept the apology. So, I guess they're moving forward. So that's good. That's good. Y'all gotta be careful. Oh, Lord, my phone on 10%. What else can we talk about? talk about, oh, Zion. I'm supposed to, Zion is rumored to be coming to the Rockets. And I'm just like, Zion don't need to be in Houston. Zion do not need to be in Houston at all. He got a thing for big booty bitches, and he likes to trick, and he don't have no self-control. Houston is not the city for him. It is not the city for him. He already got a weight issue. First of all, the food down here is not going to help him at all, and the females is going to bully him. Okay? He don't... So, if you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. I don't even know Zion's last name, but he is also NBA. Wasn't Zion and Ja drafted the same year? God. I think so. I can't really remember, but I think they were drafted the same year. But he's another NBA star that has gotten a porn star or ex-porn star pregnant. And then a current porn star came out talking about how she... It was a mess. It's a mess. It's so messy. And... I need these celebrities and these influencers and these famous people to get better people on their team, because what do y'all be doing? Y'all really just be fucking up an entire empire that you built by being dumb. But whatever. They seem happy, him and the girl. The side chick, she not happy. She's very upset. She got a fat booty, though. I don't know if it's real or not, but that is ridiculous. The baby mama, she got a man. She, I guess she all right. But Zion, he don't need to come to the Rockets. He need to get his life together. He need to go to therapy. He needs to go to therapy. Because, sir, what are you doing? And I don't get it. The way I would be wrapping it the fuck up, having bitches sign NDAs, turning off my location, and collecting phones at the door when new people show up. Like, why y'all just be throwing away everything you work so hard for so quickly? I don't get it. Don't understand. But whatever. I don't got shit, so what do I know? What do I know? Oh, yeah, Tina. Miss Tina. She had passed away, and y'all were very upset that she gave most of her money to her white husband. First of all, that man gave her a kidney. All of her children were deceased. What? Where do you think her money was going? Y'all and this fake outrage is hilarious to me. Y'all be weird for real. Especially, it's only on social media. Y'all see one person say one thing and y'all just bandwagon the fuck out of that. Like, nah, have your own goddamn opinion. Shit, y'all was so mad at her. Y'all was bringing up shit about, oh, she hating Africans. She never hated Africans. She said back in 1978, the fuck? Why weren't y'all outraged back then? That she didn't like traveling to Africa because certain things she didn't like. And she is entitled to that. Just like a lot of people cross seas don't like coming to fucking America. And they're entitled to that. How y'all try to cancel a dead woman? Shut up. Oh, shut up. But she passed. She went on up to the upper room, and she lived a good life. I think she was like 80-something. That's good. She lived good. Jackie O. If you don't know who that is, I'm about to inform you. So Miss Jackie O is a self... No, not self. Would it be self-proclaimed? It might be self-proclaimed. But no, it's not self-proclaimed. But she was a social media influencer / model. She was also a Wild and Out girl. And she was DC Young Fly, the comedian DC Young Fly's, sorry to say this, baby mama. She has also passed away. I believe it's been about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks now since Miss Jackie O has passed. She went in for cosmetic surgery and ultimately did not make it out of the surgery. And she died during the procedure. When I first heard it, I didn't believe it. Then it kept being shared. And I was like, God, she just had a baby boy. DC is on tour. My main thing was the children. I was like, damn, she just had her youngest son. Her only son, actually. She just had that little boy. My main thought was, damn, those kids, those babies, bruh. Those babies. And, of course, social media had their opinions. Social media is a trip. Y'all bitches swore up and down that y'all were, if you could, you would get a BBL. If you could, you would go see Dr. Miami. If you could, you would get liposuction. Y'all was screaming about this all the time. And some of y'all weren't. Some of y'all were saying, I'm happy natural. But at the end of the day, I feel like a majority of us, even myself included, if I had the money to change certain things about myself, I fucking would. But of course, with the passing of her and the circumstances of how and why she passed, the narrative has changed. Everyone's like, oh, love yourself. Oh, you don't need that. Oh, I'm happy with what I got. Oh, she shouldn't have done that. Y'all are so flip-floppy. It is sad. Then it was the whole DC sacrificed her. Because, if you're not familiar, DC is also part of the 85 South Show, which is another podcast/blog that's on YouTube. They go on tours. It's DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, and Carlos Miller. Top tier. I love it. I actually love it more than Wild and Out. Awesome. But they have a Netflix special that was, I think it's in a couple days. It's supposed to be on the 20th coming out. So people were assuming, oh, DC done sacrificed her. And I was like, bro, these people are social media content creators. He's going to see this. He's going to see everything that y'all are saying. And for me personally, if I'm grieving somebody that I truly loved, adored, and had children with, and I come on the internet and y'all motherfuckers are saying that I sacrificed her, I'm turning the fuck up, because what the hell is wrong with y'all? Y'all are weird. And this is one incident situation. I don't feel like DC sacrificed that woman. Like, what? Y'all are so weird. What else is it? They were saying that he was a sacrifice. Oh, DC didn't really love her. Cause why wouldn't he stop her? Husbands, I promise you. And they weren't even married. Try to stop your wife from doing something. And if you believe it actually worked, you just don't know. Honey, if she wanted to do it, she's going to do it. Jackie wanted to do it. It was in her first procedure, and she wanted to do it. People need to understand that these are literally surgeries, okay? You're getting anesthesia. You're going under the knife. They have to keep vitals going, blood transfusions and all this stuff. It's big shit. It's not as simple as, you know, I'm just gonna go get my nails done today and feel beautiful. It's not the same. It's literal surgery. I personally do feel like she knew the risk and complications, and I'm honestly sad for her kids because they're all so young. But y'all, don't blame DC. Don't blame that man. He's already going through a lot. He got to pick up the pieces, raise kids, make money. His mama's up there in age too. Got to take care of the family. He's going through a lot. And y'all just on there. Oh, he sacrificed her. Stop it. Unnecessary. But rest in peace to both Miss Tina Turner and Miss Jackie O. Thank you. Okay. Shout out to my mama. She just sent me a text. Good morning, mommy. I don't know if you're gonna listen to this. I'm texting her, y'all. Hold on. call recording right now. Shout out to her. Is it still Gemini season? I went up there to go visit her. And when I tell y'all the East Coast, my mom lives in Massachusetts, y'all. I'm originally from Massachusetts, but most of my family is from New York, if you didn't know. I'm glad I got to inform you. So I went back earlier this month, and when I tell you it was like a day and a half of warm weather, I had on shorts. I was like, okay, summer is summer, and I'm thinking it's like going to be the same as Houston. No, the very next day it dropped down to like 42. Rain, cold, wind. I was like, oh hell no, I gotta get the fuck. No, I was so sad. She was like, oh, you didn't bring a jacket? No, I thought it was summertime. Where is y'all summer? But shout out to her. We did enjoy our time. It is Gemini season, I think, still. Cancer season is coming up next. Shout out to my Cancers. Those are my favorites. But yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, but rest in peace to Miss Tina Turner and Jackie O. Last but not least, Krishan and Blueface. I don't care how y'all feel. People have looked at me crazy talking about, oh, it's a life. It's a life. The minute I found out I was pregnant with that man's child, abort. This man has disrespected you. This man has hit you. This man has hurt you. This man has had a baby on you. Y'all forgot, huh? Because when his baby, what's her name? Jada Alexis or whatever, his first BM, she had another child with him. And Krishan was trolling her when she was pregnant. So at the end of the day, you really thought your pregnancy was going to be smooth sailing and beautiful and all kumbaya. Look at y'all fucking situation. Ghetto. Disgusting. Y'all are doing this for clout, views, and attention. Because right now, they got Zeus on lock. I'm telling you, they got Zeus on lock. Y'all paying that little $5 every month to watch the madness? Cool, I could not because it pisses me off because I want better for her. She deserves better. So when I say I feel like she should have aborted the child, it's not because I don't like children. Everyone should have a child when they're ready. She's not ready. Even herself, she knows this, bro. And I just feel like adding a baby is either going to, you're either going to be bitter or that child is going to suffer. Like, why are we making more generational curses? We're supposed to be breaking them. And I get she's young. I've been young and in love too. I've been young and dumb too. But I ain't never been this goddamn dumb. And it's just cringe to watch and how people just glorify. Oh, she's so beautiful. This baby is going to change her. This baby is going to be a change, all right? I don't know if it's going to be for the betterment of either one of them. Because she should not be having that child. Now, when the baby, she's already full term now. So, when he gets here, she gets here. I think they're having a girl. I truly pray that she goes to therapy. She heals. She leaves that man alone. I know that he has to have some involvement with the child. But you can have the nanny, because she got money. She's carrying Zeus on her fucking back. Her and Jocelyn. Natalie swears she's the queen, but nah, it's Krishan and Jocelyn carrying Zeus on their motherfucking backs. And Jonathan from the Bad Boys, he be carrying Zeus too. I don't watch it, but I be seeing y'all's little clips and shit that y'all share, and I be seeing a lot of them. So, ooh, this waist trainer is annoying. Got a waist trainer on, y'all. I took a walk earlier. But I just hope she grows, learns, and just realizes her worth. Realizes what she brings to the table. And I hope that Blueface can get his shit together. He need therapy too. Cause his mom, the family that he came from is fucked up. They both really just needed to separate and heal. They didn't need to procreate. I hope I use that word correctly. Is it procreate? They didn't need to. They didn't need to, but again, she's full term. Whatever. Whoop, whoop. She linked up with Yaya, I think a month or two ago, and had the nerve to giggle laugh on live talking about, Yaya says she's more crazier than me. I don't think so. The image that y'all put out to the world is truly disgusting. Because I know for a fact she's older Krishan is going to look back at these clips, these interviews, these viral moments and just be like, ugh, what the fuck? Because even me, I look back on the shit that I did back in the gap and I'm like, ooh, child, the fuck? And it's just like, cancel Zeus already. I get that's her bread and butter and I get when they go viral, they make money. But it's just very annoying. And she just needs sanity. She just needs peace. She needs happiness. And they're not happy together. I don't give a fuck how good the sex might be. I feel like it probably stank. But you're not happy in this situation. You're not happy with a man fucking having babies on you, controlling you, beating on you. You're not happy when you have to fucking drink every day and all this. No. Y'all should have let it go. Y'all needed to let it go. And y'all need to stop hyping that toxic ass relationship the fuck up. Stop it. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, I'm like Krishan too. Bitch, what? Now, I've had my moments, but I'm not, no. Down bad over a nigga? Ha! Could never. You have a baby on me, it's done, son. And who are you? The minute him and Jada had that little girl, I think it was like a year or two ago. Bro, done. I don't give a damn if you're my manager. What do I gotta pay to get out of this contract? Because no. You gonna play in my face like that? You. Krishan ain't that fucking crazy because he would have been in intensive care. The minute I've... Let me stop. Hi, little boy. You need some attention? Fievel says, hi, guys. If you didn't know, my dog's name is Fievel. From the American Tale Story. I always tell people that and they're like, what? I've never seen that. And I'm like, first of all, it's the Mouskowitz family that they had so many. I think they had like 3 or 4 different movies. Classic. But I'm an auntie now. I forgot. Like a lot of y'all don't know the shit that I grew up on. And I'm like, oh shit, damn. But yeah, that's my dog's name. He says hi, y'all. He says hi. But yeah, I hope Krishan gets healing and therapy. Blueface, I just hope, because sir, you ain't making no music. You literally living off of viral moments and Krishan. And as a man, how do you be okay with that? Like, tacky, ghetto. Oh damn, my drink almost gone, y'all. I was going to talk about Kim Porter, but I think that's going to be a whole episode there itself because I'm waiting. Surviving Diddy needs to come out. Ooh, you know what else needs to come out? Because a lot of people... Surviving Barry Gordy. There's been little documentaries and little clips here and there about how Barry Gordy was, but nah, I need a 5-pots A&E Netflix docuseries, okay? Hulu 2020. I'm waiting for it. And one of them Kardashian children. Oh, I can't wait till one of them write a book. And I really feel like it's gonna be Rob and Black China's child. Oh, when they start spilling tea. Oh, I can't wait to be there. Oh, surviving the Kardashian. Ooh. Ooh, can't wait for that one. But, you know, we got some time because I think, what's the little baby name? Dream? Or is that Chloe's daughter? No, that's True. True is Chloe's and Dream is Rob's. Okay. See, I be keeping up with my Kardashians. or Mason. I feel like it's either gonna be Dream or Mason. That's gonna spill it all. It's gonna be a surviving, but I really need a surviving Diddy, surviving Berry Gordy, and a surviving the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for that. Cannot. But yeah, my drink done. I'm a little intoxicated, so I'm about to get up off this. See, look, I'm slurring my words. Get up off this. See? All right, now, if you haven't, I didn't on this episode today because I've been sipping Break Roll Spark. You already know how we give it up around here. It's Smokey House. I got one rolled, though. I am about to, you know, hit that real fast. But yeah, Break Roll Spark. Love and light. Follow me on all social media platforms and just stay tuned for another random episode that will be coming out randomly in the next possibly 30, 60, a week from now. Who knows? Who knows how I'm feeling? But yeah, love you guys. I thank you guys so much for the support. Again, if you haven't already, follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snapchat, I am on Instagram, and I am on, what's the other one? Twitter. So again, add my Snap. It is D_HIGH, D_high. Add my Instagram pages. Main one is champion_D. Podcast is 713 Smokey House. Again, follow me on Twitter. Main Twitter is remember_REDEE. And then the podcast page is basically HOUZSMOKEY. How Smokey, Smokey House, just backwards. Go ahead and do that for me and just stay tuned. I'll be back sober. Bye, y'all.